big Associated Press story this morning about these months of family togetherness and no school. We're all together, and now we're faced with how to talk to our kids. Many parents of all races struggling with how to have these conversations in light of the news. And I'll tell you something about my wife. When it comes to raising kids and being a mom, this is what she was cut out for. Marianne, I got to give you that. You're the best mom. There's no question about it.
You are so nice, Bob. You've been a great dad to them, too.
Well, I'll get to my complaints later that have nothing to do with how you're raising the kids. But there's so much misunderstanding. It's tough to know how to raise kids to be compassionate human beings and talk to them in these times. And they're born fine, but we corrupt them, don't we?
Yeah. I think a lot of it is that, you know, people are now saying, like, how do you raise kids who are not racist and who, you know, who are, you know, who are kind to other people? And I think that the bottom line is teach them how to be compassionate and realize that teaching them is not just about having a conversation, but it's about the things that you do on a regular basis. And it's for the long haul. I mean, it's not just a one kind of lesson kind of thing.
Yeah. And I know you do this, you practice this, but you also study this and read a lot about it. And what do the experts say about raising kids in these times?
Okay, well, beginning with the Yale Baby Lab, which I never even knew existed, but I guess it does. they're saying that the research there shows that kids who are even as young as under 2 years old they're happier giving treats to others than they are when they receive them. So kids are naturally hardwired to be nice and to be kind. So as a parent, you just have to continue that, and you have to support that. So I have like 8 things that compassionate children come from parents who do these 8 things. So the first one is parents don't just teach kindness, they encourage these compassionate qualities. So they teach them how to be accepting and non-judgmental by teaching them how to listen. So, you know, for example, if a child is really polite to a server who comes to, you know, to the table or to somebody at the grocery store, parents compliment that. I mean, you know, they're listening to their kids and they're complimenting these behaviors that are like really kind.
Yeah, reinforce. You got to reinforce.
Reinforce. Mm-hmm. Right. Also, parents, the second one is that parents are consistently kind to their kids, but in public as well. So, you know, they model shows of kindness, like giving money to the homeless or being polite to workers or helping somebody carry a stroller up a flight of stairs. And then when these acts of kindness are like a routine, children see them as normal, and then they model those charitable acts too.
Yeah, we don't teach by lecturing. Kids learn by just watching what you're doing and listening, and you got to set an example. Even though I try to model myself after Ward Cleaver and give speeches, that never seems to work though.
No, they don't want to hear lectures.
No,
but you could explain your actions, because I have seen you, Bob, giving money to homeless people and taking out, you know, I know you do that. Like, a lot of times you don't want me to take your old, you know, coats or whatever to Goodwill. I mean, like, you actually want to drive to Lower Wacker and give them a fur coat, you know, like, so when you do something like that, and you have actually done that, when you do stuff like that, then you explain it. And that's the other thing that parents, you know, who raise compassionate kids do, is they explain that they feel good when they contribute. So, or if you're coming home late from work because you stopped to help somebody whose car was broken down, you explain it. So that's really important.
By the way, also, I am sometimes offended when I give away clothes and somebody will say to me, "No, take this back because this is so out of style. I'm not wearing this."
That's only me.
It's a thought that counts. That's right. It's only you, actually.
All right. The fourth thing that parents do to raise compassionate kids is they are very vocal about their gratitude, and they're always expressing their gratitude. And I know that I do this all the time. I am always telling my kids how lucky I feel that I have certain things, that I have them. But just verbally recognize that appreciating others vocally is a great way to teach kids to have a happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, they don't scold their kids in public. You know, they can avoid it.
Yeah, we've all seen that. Yeah, that's so embarrassing when you see that.
Yeah, and you know, just you have to take a beat. Even if you're like really angry at your kid for doing something, you don't want to embarrass them in front of others. Okay, next, they always show empathy for their child. So even if your child does something horrible, you know, they hit somebody, find out, talk to your kid and find out why. What were they feeling when they did this nasty thing? Because once the child gets heard, then they no longer have to keep acting up because they're already heard. So, I mean, not to say that it's right to do that, but just to have the child be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one I love because I really believe this, and you know that I have done this, you know, for 30 years, as long as I've been a parent. But they read with their kids. Parents who want to raise compassionate kids read with their kids. And part of it is because when you're reading to kids, a lot of the books have characters whose lives are really different from their own. And so there's compelling research that reading to your children helps them feel connected and to develop empathy.
Yeah, and
so
I must say,
that's
Marianne,
really important.
She has so much patience. You have so much patience. I know I would walk by the bedroom and you're reading all the Harry Potter books, all of them, to the kids. And it's such a cute scene. You know, you're sitting in the bed and they're there and you're reading to them. And they even enjoyed that when they started to get a little bit older, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I read to the kids from the time that I was pregnant with them until they went to college. And, you know, of course, in the high school years, they would not admit it to their friends.
Of course not.
And also, the books changed a lot, Bob. You know, we went from the, you know, young books and then Harry Potter books to adult books. So, you know, it wasn't that crazy, but they loved it. And it's also, you know, it's just such a great time to connect.
Yeah, and then they grow up
and they
become readers, too. That's how it works.
They become readers, right. And then the last thing is that, you know, you need to realize, as I said earlier, that teaching compassion takes a really long time. You know, it's something that you cultivate and that, you know, you reward the kid for being compassionate, but it's not a one-time conversation. This is just, you have to just keep modeling that behavior and talk about it.
All right, now
so it's not just about, you know, telling kids what's right or wrong. It's lead that kind of a life.
Right. Okay. Now, and you're fine as a parent. Here's a spouse complaint now, and you talked about showing empathy. And so last night, Marianne is having a little backyard get together with her friends at a neighbor's, and
I was invited to one.
Yeah, and then you said, "Why don't you stop by?" And then I stopped by for a few minutes, and then I'm at about 8:15 or so. I start to leave. And then you're giving me that look, shaking your head like, well, you're leaving, what? And then you say, no, come on, stay. And I'm saying, oh, I got to go to sleep. You know, I start work at 5 in the morning. And you're giving me that look like, look at this guy. How, you know, he's
okay,
he's
I should have had more
loser.
Compassion for you.
Yes, yes. Practice all that on me.
I'm not trying to raise you, Bob. I'm not trying to raise you. You're already all grown up.
Oh, well, I thought you were. All right. Well, I'll see you soon, and I hope we have a good weekend.
Okay. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Thanks, Marianne.